is to stand up and talk for my rights. I know what that is. See? And I don't care who the guy is. Because my right is my right.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
Ask the Lawyer with Brian Figaro, founder and senior partner at the law firm of Figaro & Associates. Mr. Figaro opened his private practice in downtown Brooklyn in 1996. He specializes in personal injury, immigration, matrimonial law, bankruptcy, and wills and estate planning, with a strong emphasis on litigation matters. As the Lawyer features Brian's legal advice as he answers the listeners' questions and shares his insights in achieving your goals and objectives. Every week, As the Lawyer also features interviews and guests related to Mr. Figaro's interests outside the law. Guests and topics include health and wellness, the civil rights war, music production, writers, as well as international and local political and religious leaders. Wide-ranging, fun, informative radio, that's As the Lawyer with Brian Figaro. Ask the Lawyer any question you like via email at bfigerox@msn.com. That is bfigero@msn.com for legal advice regarding specific situations. Appointments at the office will be made when you call 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Please note that submitting questions do not create an attorney-client relationship.
Yes, this is Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got the answers. Whatever your legal issues or concerns, call us right now for a free case evaluation. The number to call, the number to share, and the number to keep is 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or you can visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. You can call us on issues such as personal injury, accidents, medical malpractice, divorce, separation, child custody, support, wills and probate, estate planning, deed theft, deed transfer, real estate, bankruptcy, corporate, business law, immigration, civil rights, criminal defense, taxes, both individual and business. And remember that the new tax date is May the 17th. The number to call is 855-768-8845, or you can visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. It's a historic day in New York, the legalization of marijuana, which looks to fix the wrongs of the past by putting an end to harsh prison sentences. Hopefully, marginalized communities who have suffered the most will be the first to reap the benefits. And for the immigrant communities, we have suffered the most. Mr. Figaro?
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figaro of Figaro & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. And hey, marijuana is now legal in New York. Ooh, that's cool. You know. So whenever on the parkway, if I feel like smoking a little weed during our West Indies celebration or our Puerto Rican day or our St. Patrick days. Now, you know, I'm sure Mayor Bloomberg wouldn't have liked that law because he used it to unconstitutionally frisk 900,000 people out of 1 million, mostly black and Latinos. Thank you, Mayor Bloomberg, for criminalizing my people. Yeah, and you want to be president, and you want our forgiveness, Lord. So marijuana is a serious issue because if you only have two simple marijuana charges, and you took a plea in court to possession of marijuana, you are inadmissible, meaning you cannot get a green card, meaning you cannot become a U.S. citizen if you have a green card, meaning you may not be eligible for cancellation of removal in a deportation proceeding. Yes. So marijuana is a serious issue, and it has been used as an instrument to deport people from America. So they're not deporting you because you're black or you're brown. They're deporting you because you smoke weed. You see, in this country, white people need an excuse to get rid of black and brown people. And where immigration is concerned, they're saying, you know, boy, all are we smoking weed, yes? White people smoking more weed than black people, brown people. But they're born here. So if we want to get rid of them black people like Figueroa and them, if we want to get rid of them Latinos like Figueroa and them, yeah, I'm multiracial. If they want to get rid of people, why not criminalize marijuana? Why not make it a severe offense for deportability, and we could get rid of them Negroes and brown people, and we are not racist. This is the same system that was used to criminalize African American, where civil rights issues are concerned, where separatism laws are concerned. In fact, when marijuana was made illegal, Texas was one of the biggest advocates to make marijuana illegal. Why? They wanted to get rid of Mexicans. The Mexicans were hanging around there in Texas, you know, smoking the little weed, not interfering. You might see a pretty little white girl and they say, hey, cheeky, cheeky, whatever. And, you know, but they use it as a reason to get rid of us. So when marijuana was made illegal, that was the goal. Yeah. Our problem is that we do not understand history. And the best history and the best way to understand American history is through what? Laws. Why were laws passed? And in the debates in Congress about making marijuana illegal, they spoke about these Mexican issues and other issues. They spoke about, you know, when a white woman goes to a bar, one of those jazz clubs, she will end up having sex with a black man because she's under the influence of marijuana. She's not under the influence of marijuana. She's under the influence of a handsome black man. And if rumors are correct, he may be well endowed. And when he sleeps with a white lady, she doesn't want another white man. Yeah. This is America. Welcome to America. America, and you could look at what's happening in the, you know, killings of so many black men and black women in America. America is for white people. That's how they see it. KKK, Russian Trump. Hey, KKK, Russian Trump. Look what he did with the siege of the Capitol. Imagine if that was Black Lives Matter's people. What I want my listenership to do is to understand. If you know people want to get rid of you, you have to be more careful. So, where marijuana is concerned, understand the new law. We're going to have that at our website. You could visit our website about the law, the new law. You have to understand that they are targeting you. You have a big target, your color. You know, it's very, very easy to know a white man from a brown man or a black man or Asian man. Yes, it is about ethnicity. It is about who you look at, what you want. Keeping America great again means keeping America white always. Millions of people voted for KKK, Russian Trump. Wake up, my people. We have to understand who is helping us. And why did the Democrats take so long to pass this law? Why did the governor take so long to to encourage our legislators to get this bill passed. Maybe it's because he needs our help because of the sexual harassment issues involving the governor. People don't do things because they love us. They do it because they need our help sometimes. Sexual harassment, if proven, is wrong. Who's going to be our next governor? Well, Governor Cuomo, he took out Governor Spitzer. Yeah, Spitzer went to the prostitute. At least he paid for his sex. And prostitution should be made legal because it just victimizes the woman and not the Johns, the man. So prostitution laws is anti-woman. So mayor, you running for mayor? What are you going to do about those laws that where prostitution is concerned? As a woman, you should be concerned. How about you, Eric? How about legalizing prostitution? How about you, Maguire? How about legalizing prostitution? How about you, Stringer? How about legalizing prostitution? You all say you all want to help women? But when women have problems economically, the only thing they could do is lay on their back. And they shouldn't be penalized and criminalized when the Johns are not. These are the inequities in our community. Whether it be immigrants, whether it be women, we want total equality in America. The most recent onslaught is Asians. Why? Because Trump said what? The virus come from China. Well, yeah, it came from China, but they didn't create it. That's what the World Health Organization said. And for you dummies out there who don't want to take the vaccine, think again. The vaccine is to help you live. It does not prevent you from getting the virus. Please, wear your mask. This is Ask the Lawyer. My name is Brian Figueroa of Figueroa & Associates, the law firm. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. Call us at 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Call us for a free legal consultation. If you want to do it via our Ask the Lawyer website, go to www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. And I would like to say to my listenership, you know, because I give free consultations, doesn't mean I'm a dummy and I do not want to make money. Dummy, money. I'm a very intelligent young man. I'm well educated. And I'm given to my community. Why? Because that's where I make my bread and butter. A lot of people's issues are resolved at a free consult. A lot of people are put on the right path for a free consult, through a free consult. Whether it be wills and estate planning, wills, trust, estate planning. Yeah, I'm sophisticated. Whether it be matrimonial issues, whether it be bankruptcy issues, Chapter 7, Chapter 13, whether it be, obviously, the broad area, we are all immigrants. 25% or more of New York City residents are naturalized citizens like I am. And I didn't pay for my degree or to get in any special school or whatever. My background, I have a certificate in banking. I have a master's in economics. I have a bachelor's in accounting. I could be a certified public accountant if I want. I did my law degree in 2.5 years. I passed my bar on the first try. I didn't want to stay in law school too long because, hey, I need to help my people. So, I'm also a businessman, and I have to be paid fairly. And sometimes people believe, because they look like you, you should work for them for free. And that's not happening. We run to the white man, the Jewish man, all kind of man. But when we come to the black or the brown man, we think, yeah, you know, he not smart like those other people. Wrong. We are smarter. So our self-hate sometimes, a lot of times, is our biggest destructive force. So those of you who think that the next mayor of New York City shouldn't be black, think again. 65% of black women voted for de Blasio. He is white. 65% of white women going to vote for mayor, the black woman, or any one of the other black candidates. I hope so. You did it for the white man. And again, black people, Mayor, McGuire, Eric Adams, all those brothers, sister, who are running for the mayorship. Morales, Garcia, Latinos. We got to give our black and brown people a first look, second look. Because we are intelligent enough to run New York City. We are intelligent enough to be lawyers, doctors, nurses, CNAs, teachers here in New York City. We have to have pride in ourselves. We have to love each other. Again, my name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm of Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. Call for that free, no obligation, telephone consult, personal consult at 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Our website, Ask the Lawyer, www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. These consultations are free. Attorneys charge $100, $150, $250. Some of them don't care. They don't give you credit. They don't give you nothing. We do so, and we do so because we respect and love your business. Peace.
Do you have a legal issue, question, or concern? Turn to Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a free consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You can also register for our free paralegal program, get legal news, business consults, or other information on educational issues. Yes, Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a free consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us.